Hello, my friend. It's wonderful to be with you again. Greg and I are not really taking time off, but with many things going on, we're not able to offer a podcast this weekend, but here we are now. Here we are, the last Sunday of what we call ordinary time before we plunge into Lent. I wouldn't want to plunge anywhere right now into water of any kind. It seems it's in the Northeast, it's frigid, and here at the mountain the last few days it's been well below zero. And yet life invites us to a plunge, an entrance in. And it's interesting, isn't it? Lent, as we approach it now, seems like a time of almost entering in again to sin and sinfulness, of gazing at those things that we don't do well and haven't. And the gospel, Ash Wednesday, will invite us to look differently. And actually, it asks us to look differently completely, wash our face, and I wish I could wash my hair, my shiny head, and smile, be glad, not in a superficial way, but in a deep way that you and I might right now. Taking this time with each other, being deeply present to the one who's deeply present to us. And it's interesting, it doesn't invite exertion. It isn't about exhaustion. In fact, it's inviting us to turn over our exertion, our exhaustions, to the one who is whole and full and peaceful for us right now. Visiting a monastery the other day, Our Lady of the Genesee, with our wonderful mountain companion Joe Flynn and Mike from Geneseo and the abbot Gerard, we spoke briefly of a passage in 1 Peter 1, and let me just share it with you. It absolutely struck me. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in his great mercy gave us a new birth to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. If you are a Christian, I greet you as one. You and I do not walk in a simulation of Christ's walk. We do not simulate when we come to the triduum, the passage of Jesus. We remember. We enter in. We enter in so deeply that we hear 1 Peter, we enter into a new birth, a plunge into living hope. There's so much in our wise and crazy and clever world that would have us, and right now you and I, other things preoccupy us, things of real responsibility and needing our activity, and yet you and I have chosen this little bit of time to enter into, to plunge into, the dying and rising of Jesus Christ. To enter into this Lent as women and men, as we've been reflecting on for a while now, who are listening together, listening each in our own hearts and place, trusting more deeply the movement of life as it is, life as it presents itself, life, new hope, living hope, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, is that doxology, that light, that brilliance that arises now, even in my own anxiety, worry, illness, darkness. Jesus meets a leper tomorrow. A leper cries out to Jesus, breaking boundaries and borders and going heart to heart at it with one another. That's what we're doing right now. St. Francis, in his own journey, and we see it in the journey of Pope Francis, St. Francis, as a young man, found, as many of us might, other people and other things nauseous. He found lepers nauseous. But he tells us in his testament to us that what was nauseous to him first, which upset his stomach and his very being, who terrorized him and had him turn away, had him turn in to the other, to the leper, to illness, to darkness, and find light. New hope, living hope. What was nauseous to him, he says in his own words, became sweet. Sweet. Not only a contrast, but a conversion. From revulsion to evolution, from movement of a place of stoppage, ironically it feels like it's movement, but we're heading into a collision, an emptiness, a stoppage, and all of a sudden, the very thing that would turn us away, it seems, by our nausea would have us enter in, receive the very dying and rising of Jesus Christ. A new birth, a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. So you might say, what is Dan Riley doing right now, preaching? It sounds like it's the end of Lent. Well, you know what, my friends? It's the end is the beginning. The beginning is the end and the trusting of the one who is risen. And then walking with that in every way that you and I might wash our faces and change our lives, and but open to the one who is our living and new hope and draws us there as we listen, trust more deeply, and begin to follow even more willingly and lively. I don't know if that's a word or not, but there we are. You know, it goes beyond the words. It takes us into our heart and our practice with one another. I welcome you now to find your way to whatever might take you more deeply as you might begin centering your Lenten journey. A journey that will invite us to look at a whole world full of harshness and seemingly lack of hope, of wars and insurrections, of illnesses that continue and turmoil that seems to have no solution. And yet, you and I open our hearts now to the activity of the one who is our new birth. We plunge into that with new excitement, even in a frigid season, even in a time when it seems so cold. There's the hot heat, the hope, and the happiness of Christ Jesus who greets us now and draws us into a new time, a new season, a new Lent. In fact, you might remember that I was just redundant. Lent means a new springtime. A new springtime. May you enter into a new spring. A new birth to a living hope. My sisters and brothers, we pray for each other. We enter each in our own way into the quiet of this moment, possibly beyond image or word, for a little solitude or silence. Before we open the bedroom door or the car door, wherever we are, slightly enclosed, on our bike or walking, sitting, waking now, alert, having listened together to living hope, new life. My sister and brother, a blessed new spring, soon, now, new Lent.
Leave the past in ashes and turn to God, return to God with tears and fasting. God, you are the God of my rescue. You have helped me. You have healed me. All who love the Lord sing in praises. There are tears at night, but joy will come with.